This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. At least 17 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight in Gaza's southernmost town. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The town of Rafah on the border with Egypt was struck twice overnight, killing well over a dozen people, according to nearby hospital officials. The first strike hit a residential building east of Rafah, killing at least 13 people from the Hijazi family. The second strike hit a home in the Jenina area, killing several more people from another family. In the hospital, displaced Gaza resident Bisan Al-Aga told the AP, "I'm displaced here at my sister's house. I don't know what's happened. The only thing I know is I took my son between my arms. I know nothing other than this." Israel's defense minister warned earlier in the week that Israel might expand combat to Rafah after focusing on Khan Yunis. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. military has launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. VOA's Patsy Wittekuswara has this report.
A total of 85 targets linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard's Kirkuk force and affiliated militia groups were hit. These strikes will not be the last, said Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, Director for Operations of the Joint Staff, in a phone briefing Friday.
Right now, all of our aircraft are out of harm's way. I'm not going to provide any particulars as it relates to timing on future strikes.
Targets include command and control operation centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone storage, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of militia groups and their IRGC sponsors. Patsy Wittekuswara, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.